Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. Fire season is in full swing and a preview of the big ABC presidential debate tomorrow night. But first, a wildfire in Trabuco Canyon in Orange County has rapidly grown to nearly 2,000 acres. A number of homes nearby under mandatory evacuation orders. Just got the latest from OC Fire Captain Sean Doran.
Fortunately, at this point, the winds have been favorable at ground level. The initial winds were actually pushing from the southeast towards the northwest, away from the community tracks over here. There's a large smoke column going straight up, so it indicates some unstable air for us, which always has potential for change. Plan right now continues to be based on, you know, worst case scenario as we continue to flood the fire with resources.
Mandatory evacuation order issued to the Robinson Ranch community. Evacuation warnings for residents of Rose Canyon Road, Trabuco Creek Road, Trabuco Canyon Road, Trabuco Oaks Drive, Joplin Loop, and Cook's Corner. Not everybody evacuated from the Line Fire in San Bernardino County. Emily Valdez spoke with one man still up on the mountain.
Longtime Running Springs resident Greg Howe says most people did evacuate.
I would say for the most part, it looks like most of the people did the right thing and did evacuate. And it helps emergency personnel focus on other things and who stayed and who didn't.
He is one of the few who stayed.
And I had an exit plan, two of them, not just in the vehicle, but there's an old defunct Boy Scout camp up, 1,000 yards from me, and I could run up there and jump in their lake if worst case scenario occurred. And I told the sheriff that was a local, and he says, that sounds like a good plan. I don't blame you, and at this moment, I think you're okay. And that would have been probably Saturday night.
Greg says that the little bit of rain they got did help the firefighters, and if he does have to leave, he will. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Line fires burn more than 23,000 acres. It's only 3% contained. Also, the bridge fire north of Glendora has burned more than 1,200 acres. An excessive heat warning has been extended until 8 o'clock tomorrow night for the downtown basin and the valley areas. LA County firefighters getting some extra help. Pete DiViterio talked to LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney about the choppers that are going to be on contract through the end of the year.
You talk about what you're able to deliver from the air. What do those CL-415s carry? What does the CH-47 carry?
Yeah, the CL-415s are very rapid response. They get to the scene of the incident very quickly. Each one of them carries 1,600 gallons of water. And then the CH-47, up to 3,000 gallons of water, gel, or retardant. And the beauty of the CH-47 from Coulson, it operates both day and night. The CL-415s are daytime firefighters only.
So you have a 24/7 aerial firefighting capability when you need it?
Yes, we do. In addition to our Firehawks and our Bell 412s, they also fly at night because we realize that the fire doesn't stop at night. That's the time that we need to take advantage of those lower temperatures and higher humidities. So we fight fire day and night. We've been doing it for a long time.
LA County fire crews now have the capability of handling two major brush fires at the same time. A voice that dominated movies and TV for decades is now silent. Actor James Earl Jones has died in New York at the age of 93. His big breakthrough came playing a boxer, patterned after real-life champion Jack Johnson in the 1970 movie The Great White Hope. A movie critic, Jeffrey Lyons, has the story behind that role.
He didn't get the part at first, and he went home and he shaved his head and came back the next day, and they thought it was another actor, and they hired him immediately, and that was the launching pad.
Jones overcame racial prejudice and a stutter to become world famous for his deep voice. Mark Hamill played Luke Skywalker in the Star Wars movies, had his only online tribute to him posting simply, R.I.P. Dad, with a heart emoji If you know, you know. The alleged founder of a Southern California-based white supremacist group has agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy to riot. Robert Rundo from Huntington Beach, said to be the founder of the Rise Above movement. Prosecutors will ask for no more than 2 years of prison time. Rundo and other alleged movement leaders are accused of recruiting, training, and fighting alongside members to physically attack political rivals at rallies in Orange County, San Bernardino, and Northern California. Nonstop News at 5 is presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. Apple unveils its newest iPhone and will preview tomorrow's ABC News presidential debate. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Back down to that wildfire burning out of control in Trabuco Canyon. Latest is that the fire has burned more than 1,900 acres. Evacuation orders have and warnings have been issued. And joining us now live for more is KNX News listener Lisa, who is watching this from her backyard in Lake Forest. And Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm okay. It's frightening when I'm looking at. But otherwise, I'm okay.
Just tell us a little bit about what you see when you look out of your window, go out onto your front door.
Yes, it is black plumes of smoke, just completely over the entirety of the sky. The plumes of smoke are, you know, to the left as I'm looking, you know, to my house in Lake Forest. So they're kind of, I would guess that's southeast of my house.
Yeah, you're about 11 miles away in Lake Forest there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The black plumes of smoke, though, that you can actually see, you know, rather than it's expanding over the sky, you can also see the plumes of smoke just billowing up. So they're still in movement, if you will.
And that gives you some idea about how big and fast-moving this fire is, if you're seeing that much of it from 11 miles away. Are you concerned of fires coming closer to you and you having to leave? Are you prepared to leave in case something like that happens?
Of course, we're prepared. I mean, I have my two animals here, and we were prepared to leave. I've been told that it's maybe moving the other direction, like toward the Corona area, you know, it's continuing southeast. So I'm not sure, since I'm north of the fire, that it will go this way, but it could very well, depending upon the wind. So, yeah, it is a little bit breezy right now. So mm-hmm. We're just kind of...
Have you ever had to evacuate for a fire before?
Yes, I have.
And what was that like? You pack up frantically, hope you've got everything you need?
Yes, mostly you're packing up yourselves and your animals and you're getting away. So I've had to do that. This, in fact, if we were to have to do this, it'd be my third time. So I'm hoping not to. But yeah, I guess you just take, you know, very few things, an overnight bag and your animals and the humans and you leave.
All right, Lisa, thanks so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it. KNX News, Lisa there, who understands how important it is to pay attention to evacuation orders and, as usual, is listening to KNX News to find out what's going on. It's 5:13 now as Nonstop News at 5 continues. The governor has called out the California National Guard to help fight that line fire near Highland and San Bernardino County. Activation was authorized under the line fire state of emergency. They're going to bring in several aircraft and soldiers deployed as hand crews. CalGuard is also assigning a military police company for law enforcement support to help with security and traffic control to assist with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office. So far, that fire has burned more than 23,000 acres, forced thousands of people out of their homes. It is only 3% contained. Apple has unveiled the next iPhone with some new features and the latest versions of its Apple Watch and AirPods. Macworld executive editor Michael Simon says the biggest new feature, Apple Intelligence, is going to arrive on some iPhones that are already out.
Which is available on the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max, but no other phones except for these new models. All four of them, iPhone 16, 16 Plus, 16 Pro, and 16 Pro Max, all support Apple Intelligence. And what that is it's AI content. You can use it to you know, fix emails. You can use it to generate emoji. You can use it to generate images. These are all features that are going to be rolling out over the next, I guess, 12 months. They didn't really... put a schedule on it, but it's going to be rolling out over the course of the next year in iOS 18.
It says one of the coolest upcoming iPhone features is a new camera button that allows AI to interact with images captured by your phone's camera. LA County Department of Public Health has confirmed a case of locally acquired dengue in a resident of Baldwin Park who has no history of travel to areas where dengue is present. Potential risk for widespread transmission is low, but the cases highlight the presence of infected mosquitoes here. People can get it from mosquito bites. The symptoms include high fever, severe headache, joint muscle pain, rash, and mild bleeding could lead to more serious complications. The department working with local vector control, warning people to get rid of any standing water around their homes to reduce the risk from mosquitoes. KNX News Chief Correspondent Charles Feldman going in depth on tomorrow's debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Campaign 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
And Donald Trump, Kamala Harris prepping for the big ABC News presidential debate at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. You can hear the whole debate right here on KNX News, along with in-depth analysis before and after. Charles Feldman and Margaret Quero got more on the debate in the first edition of our new election campaign show, Countdown 2024. They talked with John Heilerman, political analyst for NBC News and MSNBC, and chief political columnist for Puck News.
There's no precedent for this. We've never in our lifetimes, and I would say in anybody's lifetime, had a nominee who came in as late as she did. You know, when Johnson decided not to run, it was March of 1968. And so you still had a primary. You know, you still had Gene McCarthy and Hubert Humphrey and Bobby Kennedy running for the Democratic nomination for months before you ended up in Chicago in 68, you know, that August.
Because this whole thing is strange. That's why, John.
My point is we don't, there's no precedent for it. So we can't, does she have enough time? Look, there are a lot of people in the country who, and this was part of why the Biden-Trump race was so dispiriting for so many people. They did not like Joe Biden and his policies. They also don't love Donald Trump. And that's true among Republicans. You meet them all the time. I used to hear people for 2 years say, either I'm a Republican, I don't really like, hate Biden, I don't really like Trump, but I'm going to vote for him because I hate Biden more. Or vice versa, I don't really love Biden, but, you know, God, I can't stand the idea of Donald Trump. And the question always was, is this really the best we can do? So there's not like a giant enthusiastic majority in the country for Trump, but there's also this large questions about Kamala Harris. And what does she stand for? She's changed her positions on a number of things. Is she responsible for the immigration problem in the country, which she was kind of in charge of in some sense? Does she have to own those Biden economic policies? And does she have the time, to your point, to make people feel comfortable with her and to knock back the doubts that some people in the very, very small number of humans in seven states, maybe 5% of the electorate in seven states are going to decide the election. There's almost no one undecided anymore. I mean, a lot of these polls are 50-50. That means that everyone's made up their mind already. So there's also that. That also adds to the strangeness of it and the challenge she has.
Listening to all the pundits, they say that the debate tomorrow night is going to be absolutely critical. When it may be the most important presidential debate. Is that right, do you think?
Could be. I mean, look, it's hard to imagine a debate that has more consequence than the debate we just saw with Donald Trump and Joe Biden, which forced Joe Biden to leave the race. But because Kamala Harris is as undefined as she is, and because many people, according to those polls, still think, despite her moving to the middle, that she's too liberal, or because they just don't know enough about her, her upside in this debate is huge, and her downside is also huge. She is not a known quantity. She could change the game tomorrow night, and she could change it in either direction for her. Donald Trump is the most known quantity in American politics, and I think his upside is much, much smaller. He's not going to gain very much in this debate, and it's down no matter how he performs, and there's not much downside to him. He's just known, and people who don't like him have already decided that. People who like him have already decided that, and the very small number of undecided people, they know about him too. They just have some other calculus that they're playing out. So I think, you know, for her, there's an enormous amount on the line, and therefore kind of in some sense for him, because if she does have a great night and really accomplishes all the things she's trying to accomplish, the cost to Trump could be considerable, again, in these races in all seven of these states that are going to come down to the wire in November.
Countdown 2024 airs weekdays at 2:30 with a replay at 8 p.m. and on demand all the way through Election Day. 5:21, time for a look at Euro Money.
Investors were out looking for bargains today. The Dow finished 484 points higher, 1.2%. The S&P was up 63, 1.1%. And the NASDAQ added 194, also 1.1%. An experimental drug by GlaxoSmithKline is showing success against serious asthma attacks. The drug, in two late-stage studies, reduced serious attacks by 54% compared with those who received a placebo. In an effort to reduce pedestrian deaths, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is proposing a new rule that's aimed largely at SUVs and trucks that have higher hoods that can create blind spots for drivers. The rule would set test procedures to simulate head-to-hood impact. After the close, enterprise software firm Oracle beat on earnings and revenue. The demand for artificial intelligence has helped Oracle in its cloud business. I'm Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your non-stop news at 5 for Monday, September 9th, presented by My Lemon Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.